Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome all our new listeners. Thank you for joining us, and of course, all our regulars that endure our pain with us. Thank you for being with us all the time every week, so, and being here with us every Tuesday at 6 p.m., so...
Weather Eye Racers Roundtable.
That's it. We are. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and talk about local racing. We encourage you to call in and talk to us about what your team's doing. If you're an official, you got a beef with something, you want to be anonymous and talk about something, that's fine. We're here for you.
That's fine. Yeah, give us a call, 702-685-8116. Lines are open, 702-685-8116.
And that is the voice of the one and only Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, we got two new listeners, too. I want to welcome Lisa and Roger.
Who? Well, no, I'm just kidding.
Lisa and Roger from Kannapolis. North Carolina.
We love Kannapolis, whatever and wherever that is. We love Kannapolis.
Yep, I just met him today. I take care of their Aunt Peggy, and they might not be listening tonight, but I will let them know tomorrow that we do archive all our shows.
Absolutely.
So if you do miss our show live from 6 to 7, you can get on onwheelsnow.com and listen to our archive shows.
Absolutely.
So I will be greeting them again next week because that's when they're leaving Thursday, tomorrow, to go home and hand them a couple business cards as they say, we're tuning
Wednesday.
In. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Very good. All right. That's fine. I'm tired.
Hey, and tell them, you know, we're very grateful for Kannapolis for listening to us.
North Carolina.
Yep.
And I will fix Aunt Peggy's faucet tomorrow.
Not Michigan, North Carolina.
And that's right. And you can get that on the archive. JJ just said he will get that done. So
yes, I will fix that faucet tomorrow. No problem.
So, well, thank you, the one and only JJ Nunn.
Yeah.
Thank you. You do faucet? I got a faucet that needs to be fixed, too.
No problem.
Hey, see?
No problem.
Gary, faucet?
We can do that. Yep. As long as there's water going to it to begin with.
Right.
My problem today was too much water was getting to
now
the
we're
faucet.
Not talking about pumping water to it like the old days. All right, we won't start. We won't start with that. Let's move on to the man that's always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
You're blending in with the K&N in the background.
Yes, I am.
You
nice
never see him in
shirt.
Red.
I know. I don't. You look good in red. You look sharp.
Different.
You look like a sharp-dressed man.
Different.
It brings out your highlights.
Kay, you're doing a good job dressing him.
Kay, look back on it. You're doing a great job dressing Gary. Ay, ay, ay.
See, what's that saying?
I dress myself.
What's that saying?
That's your saying.
Oh. Yeah. What's that saying? That every man puts his pants on the same way, one leg at a time, but it's the wife that tells him what pair of pants he's wearing?
And that is
Amen.
The truth. Yep.
All there is to it.
Of course, moving on around the table, Mr. Amen Jr., Mr. Justin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
Glad you're here tonight.
Thank you. I pop in every now and then. If I'm wanted or not.
I noticed that.
Because we never know when you're going to show up.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, that's why you just be here all the time. Then you have...
I just want to go back to whether he's wanted or not.
Okay. Yes, true. Okay. Yeah, let's rewind a little bit.
Hey.
You guys were talking about pants and which ones to put on. Welcome, Justin, to the show. Hey, we got a caller on the phone. we were talking about North Carolina, somebody
yes.
listening in North Carolina.
Okay.
Well, we have a listener in Virginia as well.
Great.
And she happens to be on the phone.
Fantastic.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Are
you catching up on any sleep out there right now? What time is it?
Sorry.
How's it going?
Good. Busy as always.
For those who...
I got to the hotel a couple hours ago, and then there was a pizza party.
Nice.
So, just got done with that. And then Daniel Suarez has been with us, like, all day, and he's still at the hotel. So that's pretty cool. Really
excellent.
Nice.
Excellent. For those who don't know that famous voice, that is Miss Kaylee Barker, driver of 34 plus 2 ExecuClean Super Late Model at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And tell us, Kaylee, where are you right now? Besides
I'm
at a pizza
Hampton,
party.
Virginia.
Okay.
The Drive for Diversity Combine.
All right. And this is your first day, second day?
This is my second day. We have the last day tomorrow.
Okay. So the microphone's all yours. You landed the plane in Virginia.
Fill us in, right?
Let us know.
All right. So we left Saturday morning. I think I was up at 3:30. And then we landed somewhere around noon, I want to say. And then we checked into the hotel, and then it was really cold. It's cold here. I think I can only live here for like a couple months out of the year because I'm a desert rat and it's freezing.
We all are.
And it's only like 45.
Oh, that's
and
cold.
And so then Saturday. That feels like so long ago. It's been a long week. Went to the hotel, and then we drove around a little bit, and then went to Longhorn for dinner, because they don't have that in Vegas, and it's my favorite place to eat, and they have the best steak, and you can cut it with a spoon.
Eating good.
And then Sunday,
she's
we
bulking up.
Found
she's bulking
a go-kart place, of course.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so that was fun. It was a lot like Gene Woods there. And then we went karting, and then we went, that was at the beach. That was like by the boardwalk, kind of, on Virginia Beach. So we were there pretty much all day, and then we found somewhere close to that to eat that had scallops, because scallops are the best. So
cool. That's my girl. Seafood. Seafood,
clams,
seafood.
Which my mom loves.
Right. And excellent.
So, yeah. And then we got home or got back to the hotel. Well, we stopped at Target to get a game because we forgot like Yahtzee or anything to play because I don't know, it was like 9:00 and we were already in the hotel room bored. So we watched some football and made sure that all my people on my fantasy team weren't going to mess me up.
How are you doing on your fantasy team?
Oh, I am now 6-0.
Oh, sweet, sweet. A winner at heart. Cool.
And then Monday, we started our media training, and that took place at Hampton University. So we were there pretty much all day for the media, and then we walked over to their gym and then did our physical fitness part. And then so that ended... I think we got back to the hotel at like 5:30, and then we had a dinner at Boo Williams Sports Complex, which is about 15 minutes away, at 7:30. So then when we were at that dinner, there were a whole bunch of people from NASCAR, like all the tour directors and stuff. They were all there, and the track owner of Langley Speedway was there. So we got to meet him, talk with him for a little bit. So that was pretty cool, getting to see everyone. And then we got these cool little pictures that someone drew of us.
Oh, that's cool.
Like the caricatures,
yeah.
I guess that's what they're called. And then today we had to be downstairs by 7:30. And then we got to the track at 8. And then we were supposed to get two rounds in, but just like they were having like problems with the measurements of people, so we only got one round in, and I was dead last to go out on the track.
Ooh.
So the track was all gross and stuff, but I think I did okay or good. So then Jefferson, he's the one that runs the whole competition aspect of it. He told me that I did really good for the conditions of the track. So, and then we got back to the hotel, hung out for a little bit, then had a pizza party, and then now I'm here.
Well, sounds like a long day. Honestly, you do sound tired. I hate to say that. You sound like you had a long day, which is good. You know, it's got to be a busy day. And you know what? And that's good that they're taking in consideration the track condition and you being the very last one to get on the track. So that's really cool.
It was fun. And then tomorrow we'll be at the track again until noon. And then we have to be at the airport at 3:30, 4 o'clock,
God.
Around there.
Wow.
And then I'll be coming home. And then open comp.
I know. Busy, busy. You won't get any rest.
For those who just tuned in, this is Kaylee Barker calling in from Virginia. She has been selected one of 22 drivers for the Drive for Diversity 2015 class in Virginia. I got a couple questions, Mike. I got a couple questions. First off, we're going to go...
cutting out really bad. I don't know why. Let me try and walk into the hallway and see if it's better. Because it's just cutting out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Say, how's
okay,
that?
I can hear you.
Any better? Okay. You said media.
Yes.
When you were there, what was the media training all about?
We had individual... Well, we had a PR person assigned to us from Hampton University, and they were in contact with us about a week before we came here. And so we met with them in the auditorium, but before that we got interview tips and stuff from a presentation from a lady from NASCAR. And so after that we went into a room, it was set up as a mock interview.
Right.
And there were three of us on the panel at a time. And so they were just shooting questions at us, basically. And we just had to answer them and, look at the cameras all right. And that was that. And then the physical fitness, they had, a little workout set up for us.
And the work, see, I couldn't.
That cuts me out.
So what, 15-minute, half an hour physical drills? What they have you doing?
Well,
push-ups? Hauling bricks?
At first we warmed up and we did a few sprints and stretched. And then the first thing was 100 jump rope. Then the second thing was they had two cones set up and you had to jump over them back and forth. And we had to do 25 of those. And then they had a ladder set down and we had to do a drill 5 times. And then they had the ab rollers, and we did 25 of those, then 25 push-ups, and then 100 sit-ups.
Wow, that's a workout.
Well, Kaylee does this before every race anyways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. I use an ab roller. So does Carrie.
Out there with all them other drivers, obviously there's talent from all over. Are you picking up any tips or seeing stuff that you might do for yourself to improve your racing ability, and also maybe some other drivers are looking at you and learning something also?
Yeah, I've been talking a lot with the people that have been here previously, especially Hannah Newhouse and Jay. Of course, I've been talking to Jay because we've known each other for so long. And then, so I've been getting a lot of tips from Kenzie Rustin as well. And then just asking Jefferson, who's the guy that runs it all, just asking him, what I should do. And, that was before I went out. And then, so tomorrow, I'm just going to improve on everything that he told me today.
Cool. Hey, are you nervous at all? I mean, you're going through a new experience. You're calm. And this is something that you're used to doing, is going out there and racing.
I'm not nervous. I'm just putting a lot of pressure on myself. So I'm trying not to. That way I can enjoy it.
Absolutely. This is a really cool experience. Not very many people get to enjoy enjoy it. You're young. You have talent. You have experience. So, what else can you ask for?
Thank you. It's breaking up again.
You had mentioned
T-Mobile is the best.
There you go. The media's trading's kicking in.
You had mentioned Hannah Newhouse just happens to drive a 33 car, but do you find yourself working with the other drivers or discussing or just standing aside waiting? And do you find them nervous, excited, or talking about your experiences with them?
A lot of us already knew each other, whether it be like in person or just over social media. So we've all like talked to each other before. And then now it's just like with all the girls, we're like inseparable. So it feels like a little family already. But I mean, we're just like feeding off each other, basically just like good vibes and just like being really positive with everyone. And it's a really good atmosphere.
Sweet.
You're having fun.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Getting into a strange car. Obviously, that's not your regular car that you get into.
What type of car?
Yeah, exactly. Tell us what type of car. What's the track like?
It's a late model.
Okay.
And so it's different because the track turns one and two. They're literally two different turns, all in one motion. So that's a little tricky. It's very flat. It's a very, very flat track. And another thing that's different is that we run on the apron. And at the Bullring, you can't because of all the rumble strips there.
Right.
So that's definitely something that I had to adjust to.
Okay.
And then, so I was supposed to be in the blue car, but when I got in it, my knees were in my chin.
Oh, that's funny.
So I couldn't sit in it. So I went to the orange one, and the pedals were too far away. So they zip-tied and duct-taped blocks onto the pedals. And about 10 laps, we had 20-lap sessions, or just one session. But about 10 laps through, the gas pedal one was jamming into foot, and then it started moving.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't really get full throttle all the way. And then before, like, when I was going onto the track, I was trying to put it into fourth, but my little T-Rex arms couldn't really reach the shifter. So I was, like, having to jump in my seat to be able to reach the shifter and pull it down into fourth.
Well, you know what? When you're on the track, you got to come up with these solutions really quick. It sounds like you did that.
Yeah, I tried reaching for it, and I missed it three times before I was finally able to get some sort of grip on it to pull it down.
Are those the only two cars they have for two different types of
No, there's
drivers?
A pink one as well, but that one I couldn't fit in either.
Oh.
The seat was way too big for me.
See, you're unique even to the cars that are available to you.
Yeah, my legs were just way too long for that blue one. I was like, when I was in there, I was like, my legs are already cramping right now. I've only been here for 2 minutes. There's no way I'm going to be able to do 20 laps in it.
That's something else. What are you looking at tomorrow when you get into a car? To do certain things different, or you have a game plan, or just going to kind of see what happens?
We aren't really told anything at all, so it's all a surprise.
Okay.
But there's rumors going around, obviously.
Uh-huh, of course.
But
you're getting in a monster truck.
Like, 10 people that they wanted to see more of that didn't, like, because I went on the track when it was horrible. Like, I was the last one on the track, and it was just terrible. I went on it, 3:50, and the track was just done. It was so gross.
What was it, slick?
If they do that same thing, I think I'm going to get chosen.
Right.
And then, or there's a rumor that they're going to do all of this, but, like, 5-lap sessions.
Wow. Well,
so nobody really knows.
Right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, that's for sure. What are you hoping for, the 5-lap sessions or a little more time on the track?
I'm hoping that it's the 10. And
if it
is 10, I'm hoping that I get chosen.
Yeah.
So that way I can have more seat time in the car.
We'll be rooting for you, and we'll be pushing for that.
Well,
thank hope you get to the 10. So. But, you know, we appreciate you calling in. Jay, you got anything else?
No, just go have fun. I got a question. You know, we had talked, Ron had spoke to us, your dad, and did they know you were in which car, or was nobody knew, or?
Well, the way they had it this year, the trailers were separated, and I already told them what car I was going to be in. Like, yeah. I told them I was going to be in the blue one, but I wasn't. So I never told them I was going to be in the orange one, and I didn't tell them when I was going to be in it. I just told them I was going to be in the blue one. But they already knew that because they saw my badge.
Oh,
and
cool.
Our badges that we got in the very beginning, they have the color shuttle we're going to be in and the color car we're going to be in. So I already knew I was going to be in the blue one. They just didn't know when. And I didn't even end up being in it. So
that is something else.
So you're in the combine. What's mom and dad doing while you're out there on the track? They in the stands, or are they out
the
at
track,
Longhorn?
They're able to go to the track, and they can just sit in the grandstands and in the parent suite.
Okay.
And then during the dinners, they're invited. So they're here right now. They're
cool.
In the room.
And then don't forget.
We just printed in their boarding passes. So.
No? Oh, okay.
That's about
for tomorrow.
It. But
cool.
Like when yesterday, when it's just the media and physical training, they were with other parents. Like Vanessa Robinson and Mariah McGriff, they're from New Mexico and Arizona. They're with their parents because they know all the same people that we do, so it's kind of easier to talk to them.
Well, that's pretty cool, too, because they're out there hobnobbing and getting to know other parents and picking up pointers and things like that also. So that's a really cool deal that other parents are there and being able to talk to each other. So that's really cool.
You know what? You know what I hear from you, Kaylee? I hear you're comfortable, you're having fun, okay, and you're enjoying yourself. Like you said earlier, talking to the other girls. This is the first time you met them, but you've known them before. You sound really confident, and you're looking forward to tomorrow. You sound really good, girl.
It's nice to be able to, like, because I've made already, like, probably, like, all of us, like, we're all friends now. And it's nice because I can talk racing with the girls because all my other friends that don't have anything to do with racing are like, what do you mean the car's tight? Like, I don't get it.
That's funny. That's a
but
good
now
point.
It's like,
yeah.
We understand each other. We
right.
can have good conversations.
That's cool. Because, yeah, a lot of people don't think of that part of it because there's not a lot of people that go to school and race and things like that. So that brings up a really, really funny point that you have other people that can relate to what you're talking about.
Yeah, when I got started, somebody said change the A arm. I was like, okay, do we have to change the B arm too?
Don't listen to Jay. Hey, that's cool. Well, we're really glad that you called in. I know you're busy out there. It's been a long day, and it's later out there, obviously. But appreciate you calling in.
We really
wish you a lot of luck for tomorrow, and you got
thank you.
Everybody in Vegas behind you. So looking forward to coming back, too. We miss you out here. So cool.
And if you guys are going to OpenConf, I'll see you in a couple days.
Yep, we will be there.
All right, Kaylee, enjoy your last day out there. Say hello to Mom and Dad for us. We know they've been in the studio before. And best of luck, girl. We'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. And give them all you got out there. You know you got it. So cool deal. Thanks, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Sweet. Kaylee Barker, of course, you want to support this young, up-and-coming female driver. KayleeBarker.com. Please go there. It's KayleeBarker.com. Check out what she's been up to, where she's going. And, of course, if you are here local and you want to see her race, she will be back for this open comp this weekend.
Yep.
Friday nights, there's qualifying practices and things like that. I don't know if heat races, too. I'm not sure. But Saturday is the actual open comp race. You can watch Kaylee Barker in the 34+2 blue super late model and be rooting for her because I know we will be.
That's for sure.
That's where you're going to want to be this weekend.
Yep. Friday night, October 23rd, 4 p.m., the spectator gates open. Qualifying begins at 4:30. At 6 p.m. for the USAC HPD Midget Super Stocks late models, California Mini Cups, and super late model heat races. Then you got the USAC HPD Midgets feature. That's 30 laps they're running. And then the Mini Cup feature is 50, and the Legends is 25. And that's just Friday night.
Oh, sweet.
And Saturday, October 24th, once again, gates open at 4 o'clock. 4:15, you got Bandolero Bomber Breakout and USAC HPD Minute Heat Races. So we're going to be running heats this weekend. And then at 4:45, late models, super late model B feature. 6 p.m., we have opening ceremonies and National Anthem, Bandolero Combined Feature 20 laps, Bomber Breakout Feature 30 laps, Superstock Feature 50 laps, Legends Feature 25 laps, Midgets Feature 30 laps, Late Model 100 Feature 100 laps, Mini Cup Cars 50 laps, and the Super Lates will be going for their open comp 150 lap race. So
wow,
you got a huge weekend of racing out at LVMS, the Bull Ring.
Absolutely.
And let's remind everybody, it opens up at 4 p.m. The spectator gates open at 4
okay.
p.m.
What time does racing start?
Racing starts, well, the heat races on Friday is at 6 o'clock, okay? And then National Anthem Open Ceremonies is 6 o'clock, and shortly right after that, the bandos take their combined feature.
Cool. Of course, if you want to find out more, the place to go is thebombernation.com website. That's thebombernation.com. Scroll down on the first page. You'll see plenty of up-to-date information. And, of course, if you want to find out even more, click on the message board link up at the top left corner, and you're going to get inside into the message boards and see who's talking about you. Justin's probably in there talking crap about somebody, so you want to get in there and make sure you set him straight. what's your name on there? Are we allowed to say it? Or
My name is Justin Griffith.
On the message boards? Is that what it says? Okay.
I use my real name.
Well, I didn't know somebody else was using your name. No, just kidding. So look for that. Go to the message boards.
I'd never use his name.
Of course, if you...
Only when he's pulled over.
Exactly right. Somebody else.
That's it.
Of course, thanks Kaylee Barker for calling in. She's calling in from back in Virginia in the diversity program that Rev Racing is putting on back there. Great program that they do. The diversity program, if you want to find out more, I believe it's revracing.net. You can go check it out and find out more information on that. And definitely keep up to date on what Kaylee's doing in the program.
You know, I wanted to go backwards again. I had mentioned earlier, you know, she sounds really good.
Yeah, she
you
does.
Know, we've had Kaylee in the studio a couple times. We see her at the track. Okay, she sounds comfortable. You know, she's talking to those girls that she spoke to before, but first time she's meeting them, you know, they're sharing information, and, you know, it sounds like she's just having a great time. And she didn't sound down with the track.
Absolutely not.
You know, and the guy who was running it, all right, had said to her, you did really good for a crappy track.
Well, and they know happens on that track, the track conditions and all that.
They've been doing it for a number of years out there, and they know when a track goes to crap. You know, we all do, you know, if we race the same track all the time, and those guys are out there, you know, they see times and everything. And she overcame adversity with the car itself.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
With the pedals sticking and trying to shift it, you know. She stayed positive, and she made it happen.
Right.
Okay.
And you know what? And,
you know, that those problems right there, they're fully aware of. They might have given her those problems to overcome.
You never know.
And
you know what? And you compare herself to any other professional driver, and you ask them if they were nervous or anything like that. No, that's just what they do. And that's like Kaylee. She's nonchalant. It's what she does. She goes out there, she races, she has a good time, and she's competitive.
That's it. Exactly. With 2x4 blocks and duct tape on a gas pedal and a shifter that she can't grab.
That's how Philly had to race the Bomber the first time she took it out the prep.
Well, yeah, and that's, again, yeah.
We had the duct tape stuff.
That's drivers, you know, adapting to the conditions that they
given. It isn't like, okay, come on in, fix this. She adapted very quickly and ran her laps that they told her to run.
Right.
So I give her all the credit in the world.
Well,
let's
all send some good whatever her way and hope she gets the what she wants out there, not the 5 laps, but to get some track time out there to kind of show what she can do.
I still think she should go to 34 minus 1. Change her number. I think the 33 is in the air for her. 34 minus 1.
I think she wants you to go 33 plus 3.
Now, 34 minus one.
Well, again, you know, I mean, we can talk about Kaylee all night long because there's that much to talk about. She is, you know, really just, I mean, what else can you say about Kaylee Barker? I mean, she's got the personality, she's got the talent, she's got the character, you know, I mean, she's just all around the person you want in your car, in front of the media, sponsoring, you know, the face of your sponsorship, you know, that's who you want.
And she's got 100 jump ropes and an ab roller and a ladder to run through.
She does that before every race, super late model race. No, I'm just kidding.
I saw a video of her pulling a tire, a big tractor tire. She was pulling
like they do for UFC or something like that.
Yeah, she was pulling this big tire, flipping it over, pulling it, flipping it over. I was going to ask her if that's what they're making her do out there.
Well, there
is a big tire.
The monster trucks are coming. They're really making her just change the tires.
That's a workout in itself.
Okay, 22 people. We need to move the
infield over here.
We need to move the infield. Put the tires on the back stretch.
I'd be worried about getting a hernia myself. Yeah, I'm not pulling that tire.
I don't even like rolling one of our tires.
I know. Yeah.
Without the rim.
Exactly, a 15-inch tire.
Jay. She's 19.
Okay, here we are with the age again.
Hey, he's 29. He's not too far behind.
He's
really been 92.
My nose. I'm
he's trying to suck up for the earlier.
Hey, I stopped myself. So.
Yeah.
Not cool. I was surprised that Kaylee called in. I know she's got a busy schedule and really do appreciate her and her family.
Thank her. She's got a very busy schedule, sounds like, out there.
Absolutely. So.
Yep, playing Yahtzee, pizza parties, going out the long
haul. I was waiting for her to say, when did you actually get in the car? I mean, come on.
You know, and she's going, we went to a pizza party, and we forgot games, and I'm like,
we
went to
the store, yeah.
Left the Candyland at home. And,
Yahtzee.
Who doesn't like Yahtzee? Come on. All there is to it. But it was good. It was good to hear from her. That's for sure. And we still have our lines open. Still plenty of time to call in. 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in during the break, please do so. And we'll get you on right after. So thank you for joining us. We'll see you after the break.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Pahrump. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's Chinas Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. And we are broadcasting coast to coast. I want to welcome everybody back to the show. And, of course, if you didn't catch the first half of the show, you're going to want to go to our archives and listen to the first half and check out Kaylee Barker. So, and you can catch her last week on last week's show archived. So,
yeah.
So we're back. We're back.
It's all good.
It's all good. Open comp coming up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And of course, LVMS.com. Want to put that out there if you want to find out more on scheduling and not just for the open comp this weekend. We lost one here. We lost. Oh, he's back. We lost Jay for a minute, but he's back. You can go to LVMS.com and click on the track of your choice. Of course, a lot going on at LVMS, not just at the Bullring this weekend, but they've got
Toyota, NHRA Nationals coming to town,
baby.
The
big boys of the drag strip coming.
8 days, 12 hours, and 53 minutes and 33 seconds.
Wow.
I had to put that in there, didn't he?
28 seconds. 26 seconds.
Yep.
The countdown is on. That's October 29th to November 1st, man. Next, not this weekend, but the following weekend, Toyota NHRA Nationals,
and if,
where every ticket is a pit pass.
That's true. Absolutely. You know, and I believe this weekend there's Midnight Mayhem on Friday night. I'm not 100% sure. We'll have to look into that, but I thought I heard somebody saying there is a Midnight Mayhem this Friday. So if you're not at LVMS Bullring, you can be at the drag strip and doing their normal Midnight Mayhem. Of course, that's where you can bring your street legal insured car and take it on the drag strip and test out your own skills.
Yeah, bring anything down there. As long as it's insured, it's registered, you can roll. If you go below 13 seconds, you have to adhere to NHRA safety rules. So they take them. I've been out there. They take everything out there. I've seen a mail truck out there.
Yeah.
Late delivery, man.
There's a plumbing company I do work with on some jobs, and I've seen two of his trucks out there, brand-new Ford pickup trucks. And I told him after, I was like, hey, I don't know if I should be getting your workers in trouble or not, but I saw two of your work trucks out there. He goes, oh, yeah, that was me and my brother. They own the company.
Dragging each other.
Yeah, they brought brand-new trucks. They're older guys, and he just loves the drag strip and all that, so... They decided to take him out.
To answer your question, Midnight Mayhem does not come back until December 4th.
Okay, so not this weekend.
According to the schedule.
Well, if you're not
LVMS.
Sure, you call LVMS and then find out for yourself for sure. But anyway.
It was 10-9, 10-10 was
okay,
the last one.
Yes. Okay. So,
but a lot going on out there.
Of course, if you like the dirt. Big dirt race coming up out at the dirt track at LVMS also. November 7th, I believe.
We're getting there.
What we do is we go click on the BomberNation.com website, and we just go check out what else is up to date, what's coming up. So you can do the same thing.
11-11 to 11-14, you got the Duel in the Desert. This is the 18th annual Duel in the Desert for IMSA Modifieds, and it will take place from November 11th to the 14th at the dirt track at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, half-mile dirt track.
I have that information on my notes, but I didn't want you guys to feel bad when I pull out my notes.
Oh, we got our own notes over here.
No, we're up to speed. I actually have an iPod now.
Well, let's see if you're up to speed. What do I got here?
Okay, here we go. Bring
it
out.
Oh, wait, that was the car show coming up. We already talked about that. That's the 7th. So we'll get to
what
that
car
later.
Show?
It's the nostalgia.
Car show.
Nostalgia?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
We said not tonight. We didn't. But last week we did.
Oh,
maybe it was 2 weeks. It is November 7th. It's the Goldstrom's Classic Car Show at the Nostalgia Street Rods in Las Vegas, off of Cameron and whatever street that is. It's 5375
Hacienda.
Hacienda. There you go. Yes. You're absolutely right. So
that's the one we've been to one time.
Yes, we were there. And awesome.
You can enter your car there if you like, and then they also obviously have a museum you can tour there, but it's open to all class vehicles, street rods, muscle cars, hot rods, customs, trucks, and motorcycles, and it's sponsored by the Nostalgia Street Rods. And it says, and the Piss and Meme Club, whatever that is, I don't know. and Meme Club, I don't, that's what it says. So
let me see that.
I will hand that to you. I didn't type that in. So
the hell is this?
And if you never had a chance to go through
that's
that.
The Piss and Moan Club.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, I'm old like you. Hey, what the hell?
Oh.
Let me borrow your glasses.
What all us married men do for so many years.
Pissing and moaning?
And moaning.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Okay, what the heck? I'm sorry, Gary. What were you saying?
If you haven't had a chance to go see those cars there at that place that
they're
we're
cool,
talking
right?
about.
Nostalgia Street.
Yes.
Rods.
Yeah, there are some nice cars over there.
Even if you don't, oh yeah, there's some $1 million
yes.
rides over there. Even if you don't bring one, go check out what they have out there. It's pretty wild. It really is. I mean, everything from anything to everything that they have out there, you'd be surprised at what he's got in his warehouses.
Yeah, if you go out there, you're probably going to get mad at yourself because you're going to want everything in there.
Oh, yeah.
And some.
And then something. Oh, yeah. Like, God dang it, I wish I had that. I remember I used to have this.
And
all the stuff.
Full bar stool I could do without.
Are you sure?
Yeah, geez,
you might not
yeah.
need it yet, but you might need it at the track when you're rolling around the pits one day.
That I do. I told Tim Ricker. He took my Port-a-John away from me after the third race. I'm like, hey, what is this, man? I only bring one to Penn's. To each race out there.
I think you're giving us one too many secrets, okay? We don't want to know anymore.
And it's 30 laps this weekend. Anything over 25, I got to double up.
And the problem is we believe him.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not BSing us right now.
Right.
The truth.
That's right.
I got to double up if it's over 25 laps.
Hey, and that does bring up the Bomber race this weekend for you guys. You guys have practice on Saturday, I believe, but not on Friday.
Not on Friday, yes.
So only on Saturday, correct. And it's the special
20,
event.
20-second breakout rule.
Right. Not 21.
Not 23.
Not 22. I know JJ was hoping for that 22.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Hey, wait, we're just reminding you that it's a 20-second breakout rule and nothing more.
You'd be surprised. If I go out there and break out, everybody's going to apologize.
Well, I think
everybody
I will
apologize.
Be the first one to apologize.
I think
you're
really
wrong. You hold me back. I'm being depressed. He's holding me back.
Well, the rumor is everybody's just going to follow you and then break out the last lap, so.
They're traveling, not following me.
I think if you're leading and you break out, I think the penalty should be to follow JJ for two laps.
That's cruel. That's real cruel.
So do you guys think
to the driver or to you?
I mean, what do you think the turnout's going to be? I mean, usual or more,
and,
or how is it usually?
And it's a $500 to win bomber race.
Oh,
20-second
wow.
breakout race.
Yeah. I'll do this. Okay, I'll ask Aaron McMorrin.
To push you?
Get on my rear bumper and push me.
That'd even out. That'd
okay.
be a good balance.
It's 30 laps. Let me lead 29. I'll give him
the last one.
The last one.
Does he have to split the prize money with you? The $500?
Not at all.
Bucks? Okay.
Not at all. I just want to know what it's like going under 20 seconds.
Aaron does listen to the show, so you might be getting a phone call this week.
I get Aaron to push you.
Yeah,
that's all.
You might have to pay him to push you. I don't know. I don't think he wants to go 25 seconds.
Oh,
I'm sorry, 23
really?
Seconds. No,
I don't know. I haven't tried it in reverse. Maybe I can break 20 in reverse.
Oh, man.
Here you go. First place for the Bomber 20-second breakout rule is $500 to win. Second is $250, third is $200, fourth is $150, fifth is $100, sixth is $90, seventh is $80, eighth is $70, ninth is $60, and 10 through 15th is $50.
What about,
so they're paying
16th?
The top 15.
What's 16th, Jay?
So they're paying. Yeah, well, how much?
I'm sorry. It's kicked on Jay Knight, and I won't. I'll stop right
Ouch.
Now. I will stop right
now.
He's going to go out now.
The driver.
I will give you $50 for 16th place if you get
the car and driver is $50 to enter. One day crew pass is $45, and the weekend pass is $95.
Sweet. So you might get your money back if you just go show up and get some laps in.
I'll be honest with you. According to this schedule, I do not see any practice for anybody on Saturday.
Their bombers are
yes.
are on the schedule for practice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got must have an abbreviated schedule.
Let's see.
Because I just see heat races.
You've got your reading glasses
breakout.
On.
Yeah, I tried to print that out, but it wouldn't print.
I might need to borrow your reading glasses because where it means, it moans. So, hey, other races going on around our local area. Of course, Pahrump Valley Speedway also racing this weekend on October 24th with their normal divisions.
And just so you know, this past weekend they had a lot of rain.
Oh.
And as of right now, the race is not canceled.
Okay.
But they had a lot of rain. Yes.
You said it's like a lake in the middle of there when it rains.
Oh, normally. Yeah. And they shut a couple major roads to Pahrump down on Sunday night.
That was to keep the riffraff out of Vegas. That's what that was for. That didn't do with the weather.
No.
I'm sorry, Pahrump.
No, yes. Yes, the riffraff was out of Vegas.
No, I'm just joking,
keep the
Tim.
Vegas riffraff out of Pahrump.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's the other way around.
Have you met some people from Pahrump?
I've met a lot of people from Vegas, so
that's true.
I know one in particular.
Yeah. Of course, out of Vegas, too, coming up the West Coast Short Track Championship November 21st with the SRL Spear Southwest Tour Late Models. The Superstocks, the Lucas Oil Modifieds
also on that
night. And then, of course, the SRL S2 Late Models, the USAC Midget Series Championship also on
that
night.
When is that again?
November 21st.
November 21st. Hey, man, you got a month. You can have your car together?
Kaylee's going to be in that race, don't forget.
Yeah.
And we're also Aaron McMorrin's supposed to show up on that race for that night. So it's going to be a good night to go watch if you're going to spectate to go watch.
Because I'd like to see you out there in a modified and Kaylee out there in a modified.
I would make it
read on our back bumper, Daddy's Little Girl just passed your ass.
Well, and trust me, I probably see that at least two or three times.
He kind of deflected that statement away.
Yeah.
And to clarify something for you, Jay, 11 a.m. on Saturday is a 10-minute bomber practice.
Yeah, I just received the notes that Michael was hoarding. Now I can see 11 o'clock is bando practice, bomber practice, legend practice. Everybody's practicing at 11 o'clock. So then the 2:45 starts the Bandolero group qualifying.
Now, I know you want to try to keep up, but you can't go out there with the Bandoleros.
Did you see some of the times on those Bandoleros? Those Bandos are running 19 seconds. They're breaking out.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. There's about 7-8 of them out there that are running in the 19 seconds.
Maybe I should borrow one and put a Ford sticker on it.
There you go. Well, you send them
and then worry about breaking out.
Send them kids out with Aaron and Court and Martin Sullins and, you know, have a run. Start one at the start, the other one on the backstretch, and whoever catches who first wins. Those kids are flying out there. Those 8, 9, 10-year-old kids are flying. 19-second Bandoleros. Unbelievable.
Unreal. That is unreal.
Unreal. You know? I mean, the next step, you come out of Bandos, you go to Superstock. Didn't Kaylee do that? She never ran Legends.
No.
Kaylee Barker. No. She went from Bandolero Championship.
Right into a full-size
Right into Superstock and won a championship in that. So, yeah, big jump. Just skip right over those Legends and Thunder Roadsters and
don't need any
Bombers and go right to Superstocks, man. Bandoleros, the setup division for Superstocks.
Hey, you'd think they'd jump into a Bomber and then, of course, into the Superstocks.
Ryan Vargas did the same thing. Went from Bando.
Super Thread, Super Stocks. See that, Gary? Hold me back. You never got me in the damn Bandolero.
That's why
I'm stuck in a bomber.
You're supposed to start him in the Bandolero.
You never started me in the Bandolero.
You wouldn't want to buy the tires on a Super Stock.
You get me a Bando. I can run 19 seconds. I know I can.
I want to see them fit you in one of those first. If you fit, you can drive it.
Dylan Smotherman fits in one. JJ would.
He's taller.
He fit in a dwarf car very tightly.
I fit in a dwarf car. It took an hour and a half to get the hell out of the damn thing.
I hate to see you in a fire, right?
Aye, aye, aye. Oh, forget about that. I don't want to even think about that. They need roofs like the Bandos that pop open.
Yeah. That's true. Know? That's a good point. That'd be cool.
With my long legs, I need a roof on the bomber to get the hell out of
it. So I could just see you just starting kicking panels out just to get out, legs coming through the windshield.
That's why I like running the screen instead of Lexon. That's
yeah.
why I like running the screen. I feel like
so somebody can hear you yelling,
help! Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah,
Lord
yeah.
knows I tried. I tried once to get out the back window. I can't. Can't get out the back window.
That's because the roll bars are in the way.
Oh, that's what the problem was. The roll bars. I couldn't get around the roll bars. No, that back window on that Cougar is tight. I tried. I was stuck. So I went out the back. I was changing the battery and I got stuck. I didn't want to climb over the roll bars to go out the side window. It's tight in there, man.
Why were you crawling out of the back window? That's what I want to know. What the hell were you doing?
Because my leg was stuck.
Oh, you're not a problem.
I mean, would you forget where you were at? Hey, I'm going to crawl out this back window.
Well, we never cut out the interior metal that holds the window. And I got my foot stuck in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it would be easier to get out the back window.
Hey, Gary, next time cut his foot off, okay? Leave his foot in there.
Why can I picture him in there going, now which way do I go? I got myself here. Now I don't know which way. Why can I? Oh, shit, I got to get out of here before somebody catches me.
Was your helmet on or off at the time?
Oh, it's probably on.
It was off.
Oh.
It wasn't
on.
I got stuck.
We don't let him leave the house without the helmet
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Right. Got to have the helmet on before you leave.
I was working on the battery.
Yeah.
Okay?
And then
you got to get in the back to work on the battery.
Well, then finally, he gets himself unstuck, and he goes around to the front of the car, and he tries to... And then he goes, oh, shit, now I got to get back in there and work on it some more and get stuck again.
But I did, by that sound, I had the battery hooked up.
Yeah, it did crank.
It did crank.
Yeah. Well, so far, they get stuck in the car trying to crawl out of the back, and I've seen him drive backwards. So that's two things I've never seen anybody else do in their race car. So kudos to you, Jay.
See that?
One of a kind.
You want my autograph?
You autograph my car anyways. I hear you do it to everybody's car.
It'll be worth $1.298 here shortly.
Devalued $1.98. It's worth less.
$1.380 on eBay in 5 years. That's it. And then get a bad report for shipping.
It
was caught in the post office. Denied.
Hey, didn't Kaylee say they went to the go-kart track, too, out there? Isn't that what she said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They ran go kart track out there.
Which
really
she said it was much like Gene
Woods.
Gene Woods, yes.
Yeah. I tried to go out there and get this. Okay, I went out there, me and Mikey and my nephew. So we go check it out, and we're like, they didn't look that fast, so we're gonna think about going somewhere else. But then one guy gave us his ticket. Hey, I got an extra ticket. I got it. Whatever. So we watched a little bit, and then we're like, Mike, go ahead and use the ticket. Tell us how it is. So anyways, we try to use the ticket, and the guy's like, where'd you get this? Where'd you get this ticket? I was like, well, somebody gave it to us. Well, we can't use that. You didn't buy it. So it's a paid ticket. He would not let us use this ticket. I was like, I was going to spend $200-$300 there if they were fun. I was like, screw it. Let's go. We ended up going to pole position and fast lap. spent $300 at one place and $300 at another because of this place.
Man, I want to go hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth on all that.
Yeah, really? So I was like, you know what? I won't spend any more money at this Gene Woods anymore. I was willing to pay money and go, and they would not let us use a paid ticket.
You should have told him you got it from the bum down on the corner.
I know how you feel, because I was at the arcade and I had 29 tickets and they wouldn't give me the pink elephant. And they said, you need 30 tickets.
This is a paid ticket. This is a paid ticket that somebody bought and paid for just because we didn't physically buy it from the guy.
Oh, wow.
I needed 30 tickets for that pink elephant. I got screwed.
I already have the name in my head of who just did that.
I know how you feel. I can identify.
Well, you should have picked the white elephant.
That's right. Then you would have had 29.
It was a pink elephant. Yeah. It was the days when I was drinking. So there was a pink elephant floating around.
I have a feeling there was no elephant at all.
And I have a feeling he didn't have 29 tickets.
Exactly. Right. But what are you doing hanging out in the arcade drunk with all these kids? No.
And I don't think they were tickets to be traded in.
Yeah.
I think they were tickets
for parking tickets is what they really were.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Now it's all coming together.
Needless to say, we saw Riley, which is related to Erin over at FastLab. I think she's sister-in-law or something like that. So.
I believe so.
Yeah.
She works at front desk.
Yep. Anyways. I'm sorry.
Go to the mini Grand Prix, man. Check that out. Lord knows I never will.
You're not allowed to.
We went there for a birthday, me and Gary.
I know it.
3-4 years
Gary,
ago.
You're too old for having a birthday party there now. Okay?
I really want to.
I think we did like 20 laps. I was crippled for 4 days.
Really?
Okay, at the mini Grand Prix. These kids run rough. They took a shot. And one of them yelled. He told me I was number one and said, move, Grandpa. I was like, hey, that's rude.
And he moved you out of the way?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Sorry about that.
By the way, those ones are the ones for the little kids under 5. You should not have been on those.
No. Now you tell us.
No, it wasn't the little one.
Those are the ones where you gas on, and when you let out the gas, it breaks by itself.
That's why it wasn't going anywhere.
No, it wasn't one of them. Okay. It was the medium-sized one.
The next one.
Course.
Why didn't you get on the big one?
Huh?
You need your driver's license for.
My picture was on the security wall for the big ones.
And he didn't have his driver's license.
Yeah. I don't think they would have questioned.
It was too confusing, man. I had a red and green light.
Yeah.
I was looking for flags. Right? He
used to seeing those flash with the blue light
in the rear.
Yeah.
I was a little shook up with that.
And then
they
had those slide cars or whatever they are in that oval that they slide around.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger ones,
yeah.
They drift. You go too fast, they drift.
And you go get your time on that. Those ones, right?
Yes.
That's the one you're talking about. Yeah.
You go too fast, you drift into the grass.
That's more my speed go-karting. I think I'm going to stick to that. No.
Go faster than J.J. Bomber.
That's true.
Man,
you let him get away with that?
Jeez. I let all three of you get away with a lot.
Hey, Wyatt, how's that Ford coming?
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there this weekend's race. I hope you're going to make it. Of course, we hope to see Erin McMorrin out there and all them guys. Of course, we're going to see Kaylee out there in the super late model. I'm sure there's a lot more to talk about, but we will be out at the racetrack this weekend. We hope to see you there at LVMS.
Friday and Saturday. A lot of racing out there, people. A lot of laps.
And join us. And let's talk about it next Tuesday at 6 p.m. We'll be live here at onwheelsnow.com. Please join us next week. Thank you for joining us.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.